Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
Hello. Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Thomas didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
That does everything.
Here's what Mrs. Thomas used to say when she sorted out her big wash. First, she'd fuss at Pa.
Does everybody get work clothes as greasy as you do?
Then she'd lecture her daughter.
Don't blame me if your rayon slips look so washed out.
Then she'd scold Junior.
Must you always get my towel so black? Oh, this wash is a nightmare.
Ah, and then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She found does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten suds for getting work clothes clean, along with extra safety for the nice colors you wash. Now, wash days go dozing along for Mrs. Thomas.
I does those work clothes, and they come out spanking clean, without a smitch or hard scrubbing.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than does.
I does my towels, and they come out the whitest white I ever saw.
No soap washes whiter than does.
I does those rayon blouses and undies, and does leave those colors so pretty and bright.
Sure, does actually leave those colors brighter, so they last longer. I tell you, this new kind of soap does everything. It's best. And that's been proved by actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its wonderful combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does, not a lady who didn't. You'll find does best. Does everything. Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. Despite Mike and Molly's fervent attempt to reach Elsie before she learns about the $25,000 and her daughter Mary's connection with it, things work out just the opposite. First, Jake turned up looking for Molly, and later, Joe Ellis stormed in. And after Joe met Jake, he was even more convinced that Mike was double-crossing him somehow. At that point, Joe spilled the story of the money and the bus ride, Mike's past and Mary's guilt. Then, when Jake questioned him about Molly, the New York gambler revealed the fact that she had been taken to the Hillcrest rest home. Jake, in an effort to prevent going home to Elsie, insisted that Joe go with him and made straight for Hillcrest, where we find them now. Listen.
Jake, you have to be running like a kitty. Out of the way.
Hello?
Hello. Mrs. Warren?
Yes?
I'm calling from the Hillcrest rest home. Mrs. Goldberg, my wife was here, but she escaped with a scrubbing brush. I spoke to the woman that was in her room.
Oh, that's too bad.
Is Mr. Hilton there?
Mr. Goldberg, why don't you come back here?
I will, Mrs. Warren, as soon as I can pull myself together. If by any chance you should hear, just say I'll be right back.
Oh, I will.
But is Mr. Hilton there yet?
No.
Mrs. Warren, when he gets there, keep him in ignorance of your knowledge of his deceit and of his two faces until I get there. You never know what a man like Mr. Hilton can do. Be smart and be feminine.
I will.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye. Oh, Kitty, now get away. Long distance, please. Kitty, if you tear my stuff... Long distance, I put in a call for Lastonbury. Are you trying to get that call for me? I want to speak to Miss Mary Warren. Elsie Warren calling. Yes, please. Thank you. Yes, call me just as soon as you do, please.
Go away now, Kitty. Now go and drink your milk. Oh, you don't have to follow me upstairs, do you, Mr. Dunlop? Go on. Go upstairs. Drink your milk. Kitty, go away.
Now,
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, yes.
Remember, Mrs. Goldberg, you're still Mrs. Molly until we get all this straightened out.
Yeah, I know. I know, Mike. Only ask Mrs. Warren. Only ask Mrs. Warren if by chance she heard anything or if anybody was making inquiries.
I will. Elsie, honey.
Yes, Mike.
I'm to see ourselves at least back here at 202 for Jennifer Street.
It's something.
Oh, it's something, something. What something? What something, unless it means knowing a little more about Jimmy?
Mom, please take your coat off and then give me your hat.
Oh, all right, Robin. Here, Mom. Take my coat.
Give me.
And take my hat and hang me up. Oh, Lola, I shouldn't go up and say hello to Mrs. Warren.
No, to his company.
Oh, to his company. But she has to know the truth. How can I look at her and say that I'm Mrs. Marley?
You have to wait for the right moment. Even for the truth, Marley. Look at Mike Hilton. His whole future hangs in the balance scale. And which way it will tape also depends on when the truth comes out.
Why, David, to sit on one side of the scales and not to know who is tampering with the other side. Just to sit and wait without knowing whether soon you come down to the earth or you'll be left hanging in the air. Why, David, darling, David, if I could have my both good feet on the good earth again. It's my Jake by my side.
Mama, darling, please. I have a feeling that everything will turn out just right.
Sure, Molly. Everything just right.
Just right. Oh, just right. Well, it should only be already just right. I hope so, Rosalie, darling. I hope so.
You'll see, Ma. You'll see. Nothing can hurt Papa. Nothing. Haven't you any faith, Ma?
Faith? Oh, faith, that's such a precious gift. What a precious gift. A gift of youth, faith. Oh, how do they say it, man? Faith can move mountains, huh? So just keep believing and all will be well with Papa, huh? Oh, to be young and to have such faith.
If only youth has faith, Molly, then I'm young too. Very young. And I'll always be young because I'll always have faith. Always.
Come, remember that you're Mrs. Marley.
Mrs. Marley.
Yeah, Mrs. Marley.
Well, it's mighty nice seeing you folks again.
Well, how are you, Mrs. Marley?
I'm very well. I'm fine to middling.
And Mr. Marley?
David?
Very fine to middling.
Folks look kind of ragged, don't they, Mike?
Well,
now. Mrs. Marley, I think the best thing you could do for yourself is get right into bed and stay there and rest until you look more like yourself.
I don't look like myself. Maybe because I didn't have my hair, I got to make myself permanently a little bit. But I'm feeling very well. I'm feeling Robin is feeling well. Mr. Marley's feeling very well. We're all feeling well. It's only a little bit because...
Any bad news from home?
No,
it's just because you've got that western golden glow all over you, Elsie, that makes us look pale beside you.
Maybe so. Now, let me take a good look at you, Michael Hilton. Well, I can't say too much about the way you look either, Mike.
Well, I missed you, Elsie.
You did, Mike?
Yeah, you just wanted to hear me say it, didn't you, Elsie?
Yes, I like to hear you say it, Mike.
Well, if there's a moon out tonight, I'll take you for a walk and I'll say it.
Molly, why don't you go into our room?
Mrs. Byrne, I just want to ask you one...
There's no hurry, Mrs. Molly.
Give me my coat, sir. Give me my hat.
Yes.
Excuse us. What did Mrs. Molly want to ask me, Mike?
Oh, nothing that can't wait. Look, here's a little something I picked up for you, dear. Best I could get.
Oh, Michael, you shouldn't. Oh, what lovely perfume. And such a pretty bottle. You're so thoughtful, Mike. What's it called? Joie d'amour.
No, Joey d'amour. Love. It means love. That's what it means, Elsie.
How thrilling. A French perfume.
Yeah. Well, no, not really French. No, it's made right here. They just put that lazy label on there because, you know, you never can go by labels now.
That's so, isn't it, dear?
Yeah.
Appearances are sometimes deceiving.
Well, no, not really, Elsie. This perfume ain't bad. It's quite expensive. Well, it's the most expensive in the store. Just because of the phony label, I don't make it bad.
Oh, the perfume. Oh, yes, I'm sure it's fine.
Well, wasn't that what we was talking about?
Why, sure, Michael. Thank you, dear. It's a lovely gift.
I'm glad you like it. Gee, Elsie, stand back a little. Let me get my eyes full of the sight of you.
That's what I want to do, too, Michael.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, you like what you see? Huh? You wasn't so sure before you left, were you? I gotta know, Elsie. It's gonna make everything easier for me.
What do you mean, Michael?
Well, I'm going to let Mrs. Goldberg tell...
Mrs. Goldberg? Who is Mrs. Goldberg, Michael? Michael?
Answer the phone, Elsie.
Hello? Yes? Yes, speaking. Lastonbury, Connecticut calling, Michael.
Tell him to hold on. I'll call.
No, no. The call's for me, Michael. It's Mary. My daughter Mary calling me, Michael.
Well, Mike was saved only by the telephone bell after that slip about Mrs. Goldberg. And now with Mary calling from Lastonbury, it doesn't seem as if Mike can stall the truth much longer. You know, no one likes to miss out on a good thing. That's why you should does your dishes. Now, I've told you does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, in the dishpan, too, does everything. You see, ladies...
Ladies? How about talking to us men? I do dishes sometimes.
Well, then, brother, does them. This new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes. Does gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands.
I don't get it.
You will when you see does in action. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water hits it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap.
Oh, I get you.
Does cleans up sticky frying pans in a hurry, too. Cuts the toughest grease without hard scarring.
Oh, nice going.
Yet does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap.
I don't exactly care.
Oh, but the ladies do, because this new kind of soap leaves their hands wonderfully smooth.
Some soap.
You said it, mister. Start dozing your dishes, ladies. You'll find in the dishpan, too, does everything. Smooth. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. There's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip, particularly when your hand is very shaky. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. You can't win half a war. After Germany comes Japan, so save used fat. Stretch it.